This week we're going to be discussing something which sits kind of at the intersection of a number of the topics we've been doing in previous weeks and also contains a new dimension, price competition, cutthroat price competition, price wars. Basically, in previous weeks we've been discussing whether certain types of competition are permitted at all, whether someone from another city can move into a city and compete with local vendors, whether competition is permitted in such a way that he's expected to drive the incumbent out of business. We've discussed whether competition is okay if you come from a different mavui in the same city. Here we're discussing a case where both competitors are perfectly within their rights to operate. They may have both been operating in the past. There's no question that both the plaintiff and the defendant in these cases have the right to operate their stores. The only question is that one of the two is behaving more aggressively on price, is lowering his prices below that which the other vendors feel comfortable. The question is there any claim, is there any right that the other vendors have to force him to keep prices higher? So, as I said, this is at the intersection of a number of things we've discussed. Marufia will discuss a little bit. Question about driving people out of business legamri, Bari Hazeka. But there's also one new dimension, one new wrinkle to this, which all the posts can bring, and that is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in the end of Hazav, the Gemara brings two disputes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The first one was brought in the Gemara in Le'achbar that we did to begin this limud. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo yichalek hachen v'ni kloyos v'agozim, Tinokos, what we would call candy. You can't give out little promotions to the kids because that somehow is considered an unfair tactic. It gives you an unfair edge. The Chacham Matirim, Chacham say, fine, no problem. Then another machlokas, lo yifchos es hashar. You're not allowed to lower the shar. The Chacham Amrim zocher latov. Not only are you allowed to, it's a good thing. We give you a yasher koch. Now, the word shar is somewhat difficult to translate. Roughly speaking, it means price, obviously. But the concept of a shahr in Chazal, you encounter it in Ribbis, you encounter it in an Onah, is a little different from what we think of as a shahr. Gemara never really defines it exactly, but one definitely has the impression, and some posts can make this point explicitly, that the shahr was more than just the average of what prices work out to be using Adam Smith's invisible hand. The shahr was something that was kind of consciously set either by the law or by agreement. It was a very fixed, very rigid price, much more than just if you take a pad and go into a bunch of grocery stores and see how much a gallon of milk costs, you'll come up with some kind of general number. It seems that the shahr in the time of Chazal was a much more consciously set, much more rigid number. That may or may not make a difference, but it is important to note that the word shahr is a difficult word to translate. Be that as it may, on both these disagreements, the Gemara asked, my time I would draw banan. For some reason, not at all clear, the Gemara seems to feel that Rabbi Yehuda's position is easily understandable. Rabbi Yehuda's restrictive position in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't do this, that's fine. For Rabbanon, need an explanation. So in the first case, the Gemara says, my tamayo drabbanon. The Gemara says, I give out these kinds of candies, you give out those kinds. I give out emgozi, you give out shirsky. So it's not an unfair advantage. We maintain a level playing field. Each side can do the same thing. And that makes it fair. And the second machlokas, liyivchas es hashar, chamar and zarchel atov, again the Gemara asks, my time adrabanan. Here the Gemara says, mishim dukamar vachtar. So here, we're interested primarily in the second case. Here, both the Gemara's question of my time adrabanan, as well as the Gemara's answer, are the subject of major disputes among the Achronim. The Gemara's question, my time adrabanan, there are basically two approaches in the Achronim. Some Achronim understand, my time adrabanan means, why is it mutter? The Gemara thinks Misvara should be Aser. You should not be allowed to do this. Rabbi Yehuda should be correct. Another approach is, that doesn't need an explanation. My time drabbanan, of course it's mutter. Why shouldn't it be mutter? Free competition is fine. Rabbi Yehuda is restrictive. Okay, he holds no. The Rabbanan say yes. That's not a problem. My time drabbanan means, why do they say Zachar Latov? What was the special bracha they got from Chazal? Chazal didn't just say Chom Matirim. They said Zachar Latov. On that, the Gemara is asking my time. So the Gemara's teretz also of Zachar Latov, here also there are different ways to learn. The simplest way to say it is Zachar Latov because it benefits consumers. pretty obvious terrors. I mean, you don't even need the Gemara for that, but that's the simple way to learn. Marvach Tara, you're lowering the tar, you're making the price more affordable for the consumer. That's Marvach Tara. Rashi says something else. All that can bring Rashi. Rashi says, Otsrei Peros Yerusha Huzlu V'Yimkuru Bezel. Those who warehouse Peros, the hoarders, the speculators, the kind of people who were sticking them all in the warehouse to apparently to artificially drive up the prices, to create artificial scarcity, and to profit from the higher prices, they'll give up when they're going to see that other people are selling cheaper. They're not going to have the fortitude to wait it out and try to hope the price goes back up. They're going to throw in the towel and say, okay, well, we'll dump our stock too. So this will result in much more product being available on the market, and B, this will simply destroy an artificial and unnatural scarcity. This will not simply lower the prices from a normal market set price. So both in terms of the question of the Gemara and the answer of the Gemara, there are major disputes in the Achronim. Some Achronim basically take the Gemara at face value and say, my time of Rabbanan, you see that Misvarah should be Aser, and even though it's Mutter, it's only Mutter because of what Rashi said, only because of the special Svarah, that the price is artificially high and it's not fair and it's artificially scarce. Other than that, you're back to the Gemara's question, my time of Rabbanan, it should be Aser. And some Achronim therefore derive from this Gemara the principle that you're not allowed to cut prices. A price that's set by normal market forces, not by hoarders, not by speculators. There's no hetter for one merchant to drive down the prices by dropping from where the prices are currently sitting. Others, though, point out that Rashi himself seems to learn the Gemara's kasha differently. The first group of Achronim brings Rashi on the teretz of the Gemara that has to do with Otsri Peros. The other group bring Rashi on the kasha of the Gemara. Rashi says, my time on nokat zocher latov, lashon bracha. Then we dive the other way. The Rabbanan's din is certainly understandable. The Rabbanan's din is always mutter. It's always mutter to lower prices. The entire question of the Gemara is only, why is it zocher latov? What's the great advantage? And that, the Gemara says, marvach tara, which might mean, like Rashi says, the hoarders, but that's to do with zocher latov. The basic din is that it is mutter regardless of anything to do with this Gemara. And the Achronim of this lenient camp basically point to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch that we're going to do that later in Siman Reish Chav Ches, there the Shulchan Aruch brings the basic din that we paskin like the Rabbanan. Both these machlokesin, we paskin like the Chachamim, like the Rabbim, not like the Yachid. And when the Shulchan Aruch brings this din down, he doesn't bring it down having anything to do with Otsrei Peros, Zachalat. He doesn't bring Zachalat Tov, he just brings the basic bare din. He writes, Mutter lechenverni lechalei klayos agozim lechinokus yelahargil l'shikhnu menu. It's mutter b'chein yachal limkar b'zol yoser me'ashar k'shikhnu menu v'eim reshur k'chol la'akev alav. Nobody can complain. It's mutter. Doesn't say zach latov. Doesn't say otzri peros. So many acharim therefore point out that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be like the simple reading of the Gemara, that there's no real, or like one reading of the Gemara, that there's no real issue with simply competing on price. And the whole Otsrei Peros thing is either not la'alacha or only nagat to explain why we say the special bracha of zocher latov, but the basic din is mutter without any special svaras. Halacha l'maisa, as we're going to see from some of the sources in this week's curriculum, there is a major machlok sachronim whether in general price cutting is mutter or not. Now, almost all the tshuvas that discuss this were almost all talking about arendas. We've discussed previously the arenda system was where somebody would purchase for a year or specified duration a monopoly, the right to engage in a certain kind of business. Possibly he would rent actual facilities also, but he would be the exclusive one to be allowed to engage in a certain business. And almost all the tshuvas deal with arendas. They almost all deal with alcohol, bars, liquor shops, various sorts of establishments that sold alcohol. Some of them deal with businesses that had non-Jewish customers, some Jewish customers. In general, we see from all the poskim that Chazal's concerns of zocher latov, of benefiting consumers, is specific to Jewish customers, and when there are non-Jewish customers, you therefore don't have the idea of zocher latov. But as we said, some poskim say you don't need zocher latov. Zocher latov is an additional thing, but it has nothing to do with the basic hetzer. There are several different scenarios discussed by the Achronim. The simplest case of price cutting is both people are in town, both people are going after the same market, and one of them is simply dropping, lowering, forcing them to lower what was a previously stable price, like airlines used to do this, other types of businesses would do this. Many poskim discuss a case where the two arenda holders were in adjacent villages, and normally each one would be going after his own villagers. But if one of them can lower the price, he'll start drawing away people like the Indian reservations or the low tax states. He'll start pulling away people to come to him. He's offering a better price. Some posts can actually say that's not as bad as price cutting within the same city because I'm primarily focused on my people and you're not even here. The fact that accidentally some people are coming to me, that's not so bad. Other posts can say it's actually worse because the people in the other city have no business coming to me at all. Some posts can even say, even if you don't price cut, you have no business deliberately targeting other people. But if you're not deliberately targeting, then it's not so bad. An additional dimension was Dina de Malchusa. In some of these arenda cases, as we'll see, there were actually laws that prevented, that required the subject of a specific governor to purchase only from his arenda. Obviously, the interests of the arenda and the governor were aligned. The governor wanted to grant the arenda a monopoly because that means the arenda would pay a much higher price for it if he knew that he had a legally guaranteed monopoly. So they would both want their subjects, the citizens of that region, purchase only from them. So some posts can worry, some posts can worry about Dina Malchusa Dina and Gzela. If the person breaks the law and comes to you, he's stealing essentially from his governor. It's an indirect tax that he's supposed to be paying his governor by purchasing from his arenda and he's coming to you. But these are all ancillary issues. The primary issue is A, how do we understand the Gemara? Does the Gemara mean that only in a case where the price is being held artificially high by speculation, that's the only case it's permitted to bring it down, but a normal, fair price should not be brought down? Or do you say it's always mutter, either not like Rashi, or Rashi is only with regard to Zachar Latov, it's always mutter? Another issue is Marufya. We discussed Marufya last week. Marufya generally means stealing clients who by right are someone else's clients. So many posts with this context also invoke the notion of Marufya, especially in the case where the two arendas have different villages. So the natural market for each arenda is his local residence. So those residents are considered like his Marufya, and therefore if you attract them to come to you by price cutting, perhaps you're stealing his Marufya. So first of all, many poskim say we don't paskin Marufya. Even if we do, poskim argue, as we mentioned last week, Sma, and this is the consensus of the poskim, say Marufya is only if you deliberately target his customers. If they simply decide, I don't want to go to my old business partner, I want to go to you because you offer me a better deal, that's fine. There's no issue for you. You can't actively target them, but you're allowed to offer good terms to the general public, and the fact that your terms are better than his terms, and that might eventually result in them switching their allegiance, that's fine, the poskim say. So again, as long as you aren't deliberately targeting people in the next village, there may not be an issue of Marufya. So Marufya is debated, the basic issue of Leif Zashar and Zachar Latov is debated. A third issue that's debated is Posechiyusa Legamri. One of the earlier issues we discussed was that some poskim say that general competition is only mutter if the newcomer will not render the incumbent's business non-viable, will not force him to shut down. Here, we saw in the Ramah said in the case where the new Rambam was selling at such a drastically lower price than the old Rambam, nobody would buy the old Rambam, they're all going to run to the new Rambam. That's Aser, because of the Avi Yosef, Chasam Sofer, the various poskim said, competition is not allowed where the first person simply can't keep up. Many of the arenda cases, there was a structural imbalance between the two arendas. One person would be paying a much lower rental price to his governor, either because he had a smaller market or for other reasons, and therefore he could afford to sell at a much lower price. The other person simply couldn't afford to match him, and some poskim say that that's usur. Just as in the Ramaz case, where you're destroying his business, he has no, and Kolshkin, if he has no way of competing, many poskim say that the reason competition is generally mutter is because ani osa betoch shali v'ata osa betoch shalcha. If you can't do the same thing that I'm doing, if you can't match me, like the Gemara says, I give out Shiuski, you give out Amgozi. If you can't match me because structurally you're paying more and I simply have the advantage that I'm being charged less, some posts can worry about this. Is there too? Either that competition is always us, or if there's not a level playing field, or the specific Isser of the Ramah, the Avi Yosef, the Chasam Sofer, competition is generally not mutter if it will result in shutting down completely the first one, and some posts can worry about that Isser too. So these are the issues that we're going to see this week in a sampling of some of the poskim, how they treat this question of price wars. As I mentioned, the poskim come out in very different places. Some are very lenient, like the Divrei Chaim. Some are quite machmer, the Panamiras and others. And the sources that you saw in this week, we'll see what some of the different perspectives are.